Hello, advanced and intermediate plus tier patrons. Hope you're well. Welcome to Beyond the Game Week, something I've been wanting to do for a little while.
The Fantasy Football Show.
Which is kind of looking at future-proofing against potential rotation in the future during this season, particularly around double game weeks. And obviously for those that we have perhaps have the most interest in who are challenging for the title, it's very easy to look at anything on my planner and see green fixtures and say, yeah, that's great. I need this player for that fixture, etc. But at this stage of the season, we have to understand things a little bit deeper. And I think we've seen very recently, in terms of examples, perhaps even in game week 31, you think of the Arsenal rotation, Manchester City rotation with Erling Haaland not starting, Mohamed Salah coming off after 60 minutes for Liverpool. We need to be aware of these sort of things going forward for the rest of the season, and perhaps even project where rests may have happened for certain players. So what you'll see on screen is a new table that I've created. It's on sheet 4 of my planner, which essentially looks at spacing of game days. Lego Mane on Twitter is a really good account to follow, who's produced similar graphics to these in the past. What you're looking at here is you'll see a lot of green. And what the greens represent on here is where you've got a space in between games of 6 days or more. Orange is generally fine. That's a spacing of 5 days. The red is a spacing of 4 days, which can cause alarm. The real, real bad ones are the kind of maroon colours, where you've got just 3 games between 2 games that are played. And when you've got successions of them, some of them that will come on to, that's really, really dangerous in terms of rotation. Particularly if you get more than a couple in a row, it's almost a certainty that key players will even get rotated, even perhaps for big game encounters. So I want to talk you through some of that. The colours in terms of what you're looking at in terms of the actual game. So all I've done here, just to simplify this a little bit and make sure it's not quite as colour-coded as some of my other tables, is black fixtures represent home league fixtures. The grey fixtures represent away league fixtures. The purple fixtures are European competition, and the blue fixtures, as you might see in sort of match week 34, are the FA Cup fixtures. And what I've done with this is I've projected through the season as well. So to give an example, West Ham are projected to lose to Leverkusen in Europa League quarterfinals. Sorry, Suj. So I've not projected extra dates for them for the semifinals, whereas I have for the other English teams in Europe who are all still projected to go through. I should note on that Arsenal Bayern Munich is now basically a 50-50 call in terms of the bookmakers. They basically can't split them in terms of who they favour to go through at this stage. But Manchester City, Liverpool and Aston Villa will all be favoured to advance. So I projected the 4 teams to have fixtures. The key note on Arsenal, Manchester City to note on that is we can't be certain what day their semi-final would be if they play each other or an alternative of Madrid or Bayern Munich. It could be Tuesday the 30th and Wednesday the 8th, rather than what I projected, which is Wednesday the 1st and Tuesday the 7th, which would be the worst case scenario specifically for game week 36, particularly around Arsenal assets. And I feel like Arsenal is a good place to start, because one of the key dividers that you'll hear, and you'll have seen it on my Chip Talk video yesterday, is you've got a split in terms of identity and strategies that people are going on. Some heading towards game week 34, perhaps bench boosting then. Some heading towards game week 37 and bench boosting then. The crowd that wants a bench boost in game week 37 are potentially going to cut Arsenal and Liverpool assets completely out of their structure. And one of the arguments against that is specifically around game week 36. Now, if we look at that week and we see Arsenal scheduled to play at home to Bournemouth with potential Champions League semi-finals with Manchester City on either side, then you can see what the danger of that fixture is. The Bournemouth game would be a Saturday lunchtime. That's what the underline is. It's the first game of the day. It's a 12:30 kickoff. It doesn't necessarily apply to all the games that are 12:30s that are underlined. They just represent the earliest kickoff of the game day. That's referenced particularly for Sky Fantasy managers. So under that circumstance, if Arsenal playing City in the Champions League semi-final on the 1st and the 7th, what do we think is going to happen with that Bournemouth fixture on the 4th? And similar applies to Manchester City, who play Wolves that week as well. Now, to predict now which specific players would be rotated in game week 36, very, very difficult. But I would suggest nearly every outfield player would be a concern at this stage. Could you guarantee that they would play then? Absolutely not. Now, that's what the bench is for, of course. We've seen an example literally given this morning. Rodri has done an interview saying that he's asked Manchester City for a rest. And you look at things like Luton this coming Saturday on the 13th of April and think, yep, leave Rodri out ahead of the Real Madrid second leg next Wednesday. And then potentially leave him out of the FA Cup semi-final against Chelsea, which is only 3 days later. And Chelsea fans should take notice of that from a Manchester City perspective, because I'm absolutely certain that City will rotate for that FA Cup semi-final against Chelsea. There'll be some big hitters left out. The four-day space, and I've spoken about this in reference to, say, Haaland this weekend. I think he plays because he needs to rediscover a little bit of form, but arguably maybe even a little bit of fitness. And the Luton game offers an opportunity. And the four-day space in either side is quite nice. I think it's the Chelsea semi-final that he's more likely not to start. But then looking at City games further on, it gets really rough. If you look at the period for Manchester City between Thursday the 25th and then that Tuesday the 7th for potential Champions League semi-final second leg, you've got a cluster there of five games where there's never a gap of more than 3 days. Manchester City will rotate over that period. Now, because they don't have double game weeks there, perhaps doesn't matter so much. And there's perhaps a four-day spacing between Arsenal and Fulham from that Champions League semi-final to the Saturday in game week 37. It's also key to point out at this time that obviously the projected fixtures for game week 37, they are projected by day and absolutely could be wrong. So the spacing might look better there than what it shows on this projected schedule. So for City, that period coming up between sort of 35, 36 looks the worst. I'm not sure I'd want to captain Haaland against Wolves on Saturday the 4th of May in game week 36 under the circumstance of them playing Arsenal 3 days before and 3 days afterwards. And similar might mean we don't want to look at Saka under similar circumstance. Now for Mo Salah, his Liverpool will play Tottenham. We know that on Sunday the 5th of May, 3 days after a potential away Europa League first leg semi-final. We might not want to look at that either. And I think for captaincy for forthcoming weeks, it's fairly straightforward. Probably pick your poison between Haaland and Salah this week. You're picking a doubler in 34. You're probably picking Cole Palmer in 35. 36 is up for debate. 37, the spacing at that point may well come in to question again. Looking at Liverpool as well, one of the arguments against them, contrary to Arsenal, is specifically around game week 38 and the want for Liverpool players against Wolves on final day and Arsenal players against Everton. Now, for Arsenal, we know there's a guaranteed spacing between their game week 37 and game week 38 fixtures, which means Arsenal will pick their strongest team almost definitely against Everton on final day. That's a certainty if they have something to play for. But what about for Liverpool? The Wolves fixture could be 3 days before a Europa League final in Dublin. Now, if Liverpool aren't going for the title, there's rotation. And I wouldn't be surprised, even if they are, if there's a little bit of rotation with the Europa League part in mind, because they'll believe whatever they put out against Wolves will be good enough to do the job on final day. So that's a factor in, I think, for Liverpool specifically in game week 38. What many of you, of course, want to know is the double game week and some of the spacing around there. So game week 34, we do know how it looks. And there are dangers. Let's look at the teams who will double in 34. So Arsenal, we know, will play Wolves on the Saturday and then Chelsea on the Tuesday. The problem isn't that Arsenal play twice in 3 days across that period, because there's likely where well, there will be at least a 4 day gap to the game week 35 fixture with Tottenham that can move back to the Saturday if Arsenal play in the Champions League on Tuesday, the 30th of April. Under that circumstance, though, that's probably worse for double game week 34. The bigger problem is what comes next. So it's Villa Sunday, Munich away Wednesday, Wolves away Saturday, Chelsea at home Tuesday. Now, if I said to you from them four fixtures, which game are Arsenal most likely to rotate for? I think it's Wolves in the first part of the double on Saturday the 20th. Now, the centre-backs, Gabriel, Saliba, there's every chance they'll play all the games. But we have seen rotation, particularly for Gabriel on occasion earlier in the season, to give a break. There was also a break for Saliba in a League Cup tie defeat at West Ham as well. Could he use the opportunity, Arteta, to give one of them, or if not both, a break across those games, perhaps one in each, and play a different partner in a couple of games there? Yes, it's a possibility. But it's more the offensive players. I look at someone like Kai Havertz, who I think would really be of interest for someone like me on free hit 34. And I just think if he plays extensive minutes against Villa and Bayern, that in the double is dangerous. And particularly, of course, the Bayern Munich game, if it's a draw, it goes to extra time. And that would make Arsenal assets worse as well for the double in game week 34. It's why I might even revert to something like David Raya as one of my Arsenal choices. So Arsenal certainly not in the clear for rotation in game week 34, and similar applies to Liverpool. Look at this schedule they've got. Thursday the 18th of April, they play away to Atalanta in the Europa League quarter-final, second leg. Fulham away on the Sunday afternoon, Everton away on the Wednesday night, and then as it stands, West Ham away on the Saturday lunchtime. Now, there could be a little bit of relief where that West Ham game could move to the Sunday. That's dependent on when Arsenal would play a Champions League semi-final, if they do. The chance of Arsenal playing a Champions League semi-final on the Tuesday specifically to move that game around about 25%. That one extra day would be helpful for Liverpool to go into West Ham, because it's easy to look at it now and go, right, Liverpool against Fulham and Everton, I want three players. Of course you do. I do as well. But I also want three players that are probably going to play twice. And the only one I'd be comfortable in is Virgil van Dijk, as it stands. Again, it might even be for someone like me who free hits. If Alisson's back by then, I may even revert to that as a potential choice for me. Because if the scenario of the calendar stays as it is, Mo Salah is not going to start all four of them away games. I don't know which game he's going to miss, but he's going to miss something. Now, I'm not going to go without Mo Salah on free hit, am I? That'd be bonkers, because even 120 minutes for a player like that would certainly be worth having on a free hit. But it might change what I want to do in terms of captaincy, possibly. So bear in mind the caution now, 3 days, 3 days, 3 days. That is not a good scenario for Liverpool going into game week 34. It's not just the double itself, it's the fixtures before and afterwards. Let's look at some other teams who might be interested in game week 34. Manchester United is one. It's a single fixture at home to Sheffield United. They play Coventry City in the FA Cup semi-final 3 days earlier, and then Burnley on the Saturday in game week 35. One key difference with them, though, is look at the space in either side. So before Coventry, Manchester United have a break of 8 days, and then after Burnley, they have a gap of 9 days. Now, that means you're just looking at 1 week of hitting it very hard. And I'm sure there will be some form of rotation. But the likes of Bruno Fernandes, yep, you'll get 3 games in there. Likes of Garnacho, yep, probably. They'd have enough quality defensively to rotate that mean that the likes of Adalo wouldn't play against Sheffield United. You'll probably be okay with United, because though it's an intense week, the opponent isn't the strongest in any of the fixtures. Now, that can lead to some rotation, but it's more the spacing before and afterwards is not as bad. Chelsea don't have a double in game week 34, but many of you will have an interest in their players. It's worth saying that Chelsea will play Arsenal 3 days after an FA Cup semi-final against Manchester City. They're probably not huge interest to you in 34. We'll come back onto them in a second. For Wolves, the double in 34, there's a four-day gap between Arsenal and Bournemouth, and then 3 days to Luton. It's helpful that all three games are at home, so there's no travel. Also, there's big gaps either side before the 34 Arsenal game and after the Luton game in game week 35. Wolves also don't have a deep squad, so the majority of their players, if you wanted one, should be okay for the double. Bournemouth, Villa away, Wolves away. The Villa game is on a Sunday, so it's a 3 day turnaround. Then there is a nice better gap though, 4 days to Brighton on the Sunday. That's helpful rather than a Sunday, Wednesday, Saturday scenario. It's kind of the disaster for a double game week. The likes of Solanke, I'd find it very unlikely that he didn't start twice in those two fixtures, particularly even more so that they're two away games as well and challenging fixtures. Although it would be ambitious, Bournemouth possibly do still have an outside shot of competing for Europe. For Crystal Palace, they have the ugly Sunday, Wednesday, Saturday combination. There are effective three home games, though. The last one isn't against Fulham, but there's no big travel in there. It's just obviously from South London to West and not very far at all. So there's no big travelling involved. West Ham and Newcastle, two home games. And again, we haven't seen much rotation from Oliver Glasner yet. So you would expect Eze to play those three games. Does Michael Olise start all three of those games? Possibly not. Palace are obviously aware of trying to wrap Olise in cotton wool. We can expect probably another substitute appearance against Liverpool and then a start against West Ham. But to predict the second start against Newcastle feels tough. And when I look at this, I feel like he's more likely an avoid for me in game week 34. Everton, also, I've got the situation where they've got Sunday, Wednesday, Saturday. Key points for this, though. Everton, again, don't have a big squad, and the games are far too important now. There are certain players, such as the wide players, your likes of Jack Harrison or perhaps Calvert-Lewin or Beto, sure, could be rotated. But the core, and you're probably only really looking defensively, should be fine. The Forest game is too important. The Liverpool game is obviously the big game, the Merseyside derby. And then the Brentford game is quite important as well. It's worth noting as well that should Manchester City have a Champions League game on Tuesday, April the 30th, that Brentford game would move to the Sunday. So it would give a bit more spacing after the Liverpool game. Again, all three games at home. For Sheffield United, nice, decent spacing for their double. So Burnley on the Saturday and then Manchester United on the Wednesday before a trip to Newcastle on the Saturday. It's probably for them more likely the Newcastle game that would cause perhaps a little bit of rotation. Although, as noted on COTC, we certainly couldn't gamble on someone like Oliver McBurnie starting twice. But for those who want Ben Brereton Diaz, yeah, you should be all right for two starts in double game week 34. Now, I said I'd mentioned Chelsea. So we know Chelsea and Tottenham have obviously now got this double in game week 35. Let's have a look at the spacing around that. So for Chelsea, they play on the Saturday before. So it's a 5-day gap from Aston Villa to Tottenham. There is no reason to think that Chelsea won't pick near enough their strongest team for both. Villa is obviously a challenging fixture. Tottenham is their big derby game. You can expect very little rotation from Chelsea across double game week 35. And it's probably similar for Tottenham. It's Sunday against Arsenal and then Thursday against Chelsea. There may be little bits of rotation, perhaps a Bentancur or Saar. Kulusevski may play a game rather than a Werner or a Johnson. But again, Tottenham will pick very strong teams for those two. What might be in question is what happens next. Game week 36, Chelsea play West Ham at home 3 days after Tottenham, and Tottenham go to Liverpool. Now, in the case of Tottenham assets, you probably don't want them so much away to Liverpool. And I think for the likes of Cole Palmer, you're probably safe at home to West Ham in game week 36. But we've just seen a scenario where Chelsea played Thursday, Sunday, and Malo Gusto has been left out, partially for illness and partially because he needed a rest. This, remember, his first Premier League season. I think it's important, therefore, you can't predict what's going to happen in 3 or 4 weeks, but to have an awareness of these problems. The fixture weekend that would highlight as a real big concern is 36. For those who are holding Arsenal assets purely for Bournemouth at home in game week 36, should Arsenal not buy Munich out of the Champions League next week, they might find that regretful because I see it as rotation. Even though Arsenal are going for the title, it's the sort of fixture where I think they will change a few players. It could even be that the likes of Saka might not play that game. Manchester City will definitely use that Wolves fixture for rotation. No guarantee that an Erling Haaland would play there. So I think for game week 36 specifically, you want to have in your mind a couple of different captaincy alternatives. And listen, that can be someone like Isak away to Burnley, for example. Cole Palmer obviously offers an alternative at home to West Ham. You would assume that he would still play. Also, of course, FA Cup final potentially. Yeah, now if Chelsea were in it, could they rotate for Bournemouth at home last day of the season? Yes, that's a possibility. But I would suggest most of the clubs are probably safe in game week 38. The three that go for the title will largely obviously pick strong teams. Note on Liverpool, obviously, if they make the Europa League final. But the other teams that come out the double in 37 have good fixtures in 38 and no real reason to rest afterwards. That's certainly the case for Tottenham and Newcastle, who will not hold players back for their friendly in Australia, which is 3 days after the season end. So look, use this information however you want, but be aware of it. It's all well and good looking at double and going, yeah, two green fixtures, I really like that. By the way, that doesn't actually exist in this double game week, and it won't in game week 37 either. But the spacing and having an understanding of when rotation can happen is very, very important. I think we need to have eyes on for Arsenal and Liverpool for game week 34. And when you look at this, one of the debates about Eze versus Elise would make me want to lean to Ebe Eze and the safer route specifically. That's all for this video. I hope you found that a little bit useful. Let us know feedback, comments, etc. As always, guys, however you're playing FPL, do play it your own way. Ciao for now. Messi, I'm gonna miss you, I'm gonna miss you, I'm gonna miss you, I'm gonna miss you, I'm gonna miss you.